弟兄姊妹好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
时间过得真快。
How time flies.
一下又来到2015年夏令会。
Now it's the summer conference of 2015.
我们夏令会的信息不一样。
And we have a different theme each year.
开始的话都差不多一样。
Yeah, I always have similar opening.
但是一样的话我们还是要讲。
And even though it's the same, I have to repeat it again this year.
大家来到夏令会。
When we come to a summer conference,
最重要的不是听几遍信息。
The most important thing is not just to listen to a few messages.
最重要的我们要来追求主。
Most important thing is to pursue the Lord himself.
追求主的目的是要遇见主。
And the purpose of our pursuit is to meet with him.
盼望这个成为每一位弟兄姊妹心中的渴慕。
I pray that it's your longing in your heart.
大家那么不容易来到夏令会。
We travel some distance to come to the conference.
大家都要遇见主回去。
Therefore, we have to have that determination that we have to meet the Lord.
好不好？每一个人都要觉得深处有渴慕。
You have to have the deep longing in your heart.
在这几天我一定要遇见主。
That you have to have the desire that I have to meet the Lord in these few days.
遇见主是非常确定的事情。
And this is something you can be sure of.
这是我们一生当中最确定的经历。
And this is the most certain experience in our life.
我们从我们里面遇见主。
That we meet the Lord from within.
我们求主。是大恩典。
Also, we want a great grace from Him.
主来遇见我们。
That He also meets us.
盼望这几天主是大恩典。
And we pray we have that great grace in the coming few days.
让我们每一个人心中都有渴慕。
Let us all have that desire.
渴慕别人没有办法的。
You know, to have that kind of desire cannot be helped by others.
每一个人需要自己在主面前祷告。
It has to be initiated by our own prayer.
求主。在我们里面创造有渴慕的心。
Asking the Lord to create a longing heart within us.
一个人渴慕主就会遇见主。
A man or woman desires the Lord, he or she will meet with him.
是一点没有渴慕你就一无所得。
Yet, if you have no desire, then you won't gain anything from the Lord.
好，今天我们第一天晚上的聚会。
Tonight is the very first meeting.
我们现在读几处圣经。
Let us read a few passages.
启示录一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 1.
大家找到没有？
Did you find it?
找到了，一起来读。
Let's read it together. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John.
好，三节到十一节。
Verses 3 to 11. Blessed is the one who reads the word of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who hear him. And all the peoples of earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and the kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the spirit. I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on the scroll that what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamon, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
12节到16节。
verses 12 to 16. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Among the golden lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze, glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in its brilliance.
Verses 17
to 19. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. When he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." Write, therefore, what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
二章四到五节。
Chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
Chapter 2, verses 25 to
27. Only hold on to what you have until I come. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery.
So, 三章七到八节。
Chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. To the angels of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
最后读十二十一节到十二节。
Lastly, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on him my new name.
好，最后读十七节到二十节。
Lastly, chapter 3, verses 17 to 20.
你说我是父母，一心爱他，一样。
我们的信息题目就幕后时代的得胜者。
And the theme of the conference is overcomers in the last days.
我们先要明白什么叫做得胜者。
First of all, we need to understand the word overcomers.
得胜者不是一般非常特别的人。
Overcomers are not a special group of unique people.
只要一个基督徒，正常的基督徒，他就是一个得胜者。
A normal Christian should be an overcomer.
问题今天不正常的太多了。
The problem is we have too many abnormal Christians these days.
做正常的基督徒也不是很容易。
It's not easy to be a normal Christian.
但是你只要做个正常的基督徒，就是一个得胜者。
As long as you are a normal Christian, you are an overcomer.
我的老师 Watchman Nee 一本书叫做《正常基督徒生活》。
Watchman Nee wrote this book titled Normal Christian Life.
很有名的一本书。
It's a very famous book.
我盼望你们三人回去买一本看。
And I really encourage you. Get a copy of it.
其实他正常基督徒就是一个得胜者。
Because a normal Christian is an overcomer.
所以我们每一个人都能够羡慕做个得胜者。
Therefore, you and I can envy to become one.
每一个人也有很大的可能可以做个得胜者。
It's very likely you and I can be an overcomer.
但得胜者的结局那是太不一样了。
And the ending for an overcomer is so great and unique.
得胜的经历在今天的。
Yet, in order to overcome, that experience happens today.
而得胜的结果是在永远的。
The consequence of the overcoming is in the future.
得胜者到了永远的里面。
So overcomers, when they enter into eternity,
他身份不一样。
They have a different position.
他地位不一样。
Different roles.
他次序不一样。
And they are in different order.
他和主的关系也不一样。
Their relationship with the Lord is also different.
新耶路撒冷四千里长宽高。
The city of New Jerusalem, its width, its height, and its length are 4,000 miles each.
中心是宝座。
And the center of the city is the throne of God.
得胜的人在宝座上与主同坐。
Overcomers are on his throne, sitting with him.
你若站在四千里边上，你连主都望不见了。
Imagine if you are at the very corner of the 4,000 miles on top of the city wall, then you can hardly see the Lord himself.
得胜者的结果太不一样了。
Therefore, we have different consequences.
所以我们这些天晚上，我们每个神的儿女都渴慕，好不好？
That's why each one of us need to have that desire, need to have the longing.
大家都渴慕做得胜者。
To long to become an overcomer.
那今天晚上我们的信息和大家都有关系。
Therefore, the message tonight is very related to us.
不然的话，信息和我们没有什么关系的。
Otherwise, it will be an irrelevant message.
启示录。
In the book of Revelation,
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示。
Says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
和将要必成的事。
And he made known, and the things that will soon take place.
这就是启示录的题目。
And this.Is the theme or the title of the book of Revelation?
启示录究竟讲什么呢？
What is the true content of Revelation?
我在这开会之前两个礼拜当中啊。
And 2 weeks before this conference,
好两三位弟兄姊妹给我谈启示录不好读。
And a few people came to me and said, you know, it's pretty hard to read the book of Revelation.
你在启示录注意那些预言，那一定不好读。
Yeah, if your attention is to those prophecies, indeed, it's very difficult to read.
启示录是一本讲预言的书。
It is a book of prophecy.
它主要题目不是预言。
Yet the message is not about the prophecy.
启示录也讲到灾祸。
It talks about disasters.
但是约翰的负担不是讲灾祸。
Yet the burden of the old John is not talking about the disasters.
里面讲许多特别的事。
And there are many unique things written in this book too.
但启示录的目的不是这些。
But the purpose of this book is not about those things either.
启示录到底讲什么呢？
So what is the point of having this book?
一章第一节就启示录的题目。
Chapter 1 verse 1 clearly tells us the theme of this book.
耶稣基督的启示。
It is the revelation.Of Jesus Christ,
和将来必要成的事
and will tell us soon things that will must soon take place.
这就是启示录要讲的
and that is the purpose of this book.
启示录讲什么
so what is this book about?
讲耶稣基督的启示
the revelation of Jesus Christ.
大家明白了没有
do we understand that?
启示录啊
revelation.
一个注解多得不得了
there are all kinds of notes.An interpretation about this book.
哦，各人各样的各种各样的讲法。
All kinds of commentaries try to explain this book.
我自己读启示录。
But when I read this book,
我就启示录八次主显现。
And to me, the major points are, for eight times the Lord appeared.
把赐死的耶稣基督显现的异象。
And the vision brought by his revelation.
每一次启示。
And every time when he revealed something.
都带进一段事来。
And an event will occur.
第八次的启示。
So after the eighth revelation.
所有的工作完成了。
All the works were done.
这是我读的启示录最简单的分类。
To me, that is the summary of this book.
八次启示控制启示录
Revelations that control the main thought of this book.
启示录讲什么呢
So what is Revelation about?
耶稣基督的启示
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
还有将来必成的事
And the things that will soon take place.
将来必成的是什么事呢
So what are those things?
不是那些预言
We're not talking about prophecy
不是那些灾祸
Or disasters
不是圣经启示录所讲的一些事
Or the unique things written in this book
将来必成的事
What are the things that must take place
告诉我们新耶路撒冷一定要出现
One thing is the new Jerusalem One day will surely appear
什么是新耶路撒冷
What is the new Jerusalem
新耶路撒冷就基督的心腹
New Jerusalem is the bride of Christ
最后的启示
And that is the ultimate revelation.
天使指给约翰看
And it was pointed to John.
我要把基督的心腹
And angel says, I will show you the bride of Christ.
就是羔羊的妻子给你看
The bride of Christ, the bride of the Lamb.
当约翰看的时候看见新耶路撒冷的大城
And when John tried to look, what he saw was this huge city, New Jerusalem.
那座大城就是形容那个心腹的
And that city described the nature of the bride
心腹有多伟大呢
How great was his bride
需要那么大的一座城来形容它
It's so great that God has used a city to describe
我自己不大相信真的有那座城
And personally I don't believe we'll have a physical city
我在中国大陆一个地方讲这句话哇两位弟兄们起了愤怒了
And when I made a comment like thisIn China, I actually prompt some anger in
some people. 你说没有新耶路撒冷城
They say, are you saying there's no New Jerusalem city?
我说我不敢一定这样说
I said, well, I'm not 100% sure.
但是我确乎不大相信那么多城出现
But I do have a hard time believing there will be a physical city.
黄金街道
Like Golden Street.
珍珠城门
Pearl Gate.
今天人爱黄金爱得不够将来永远爱还得啊。
But we love enough a gold when we're on earth. When we go to eternity, we still have to love gold.
走在黄金街道上我想还没有我们柏油马路舒服。
And I don't think it's comfortable to walk on the Golden Street, street made of gold.
珍珠城门什么意义呢
And what's the meaning of the gate made of pearl?
有弟兄告诉我他祖父临死的时候看见珍珠城门的。
And somebody told me,You know, when his grandfather was passing away, he actually saw the vision of the pearl gate.
珍珠城门进去又出来，哦，真是逍遥了。
He went in and he came out of the gate.
听听好像是蛮舒服的，实在没有什么意义的。
You know, that kind of comment is a little bit pointless.
天使说，我把基督的心腹指给你看。
The angel said to John, I will show you the bride of Christ.
什么是心腹？
So what is the bride?
那就教会。最后的荣耀的光景
And that is ultimate glorious condition of God's church
主把教会最后的情形提到我们前面来给我们看
And God foreshow us the final condition of church
今天我们教会很渺小
And look at church today, it's very small
教会在世上也被外邦人看不起的
And we are even despised by many in the world
但是你知道教会有多伟大吗
But do we realize how glorious the church is
那到教会到了最后
At the very end
它的荣耀里出现的时候
It will appear in the glory
全宇宙都要震惊教会的伟大
And the whole universe would be shocked and shaken by the greatness of his church
所以用新耶路撒冷城来形容这个心腹
Therefore Bible used the city Jerusalem to describe this bride
教会的最后荣耀的出现
And that is the final and glorious appearing of church
弟兄怎么一开始明白这件事了哈
哈Understand this now.
You 明白启示录讲什么
Then you will have a better understanding of this book of Revelation.
大家明白了没有
Do we understand this?
启示录讲两件事
There are two things. About the book of Revelation.
这是耶稣基督的启示。
One thing is, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第二件是将来必定要成的事。
And the other thing is, this book talks about things that will come, take place.
神说的话一定成功。
Whatever God says will be fulfilled.
神的应许一定兑现。
And God will fulfill His promises.
神要说的事一定会出现。
Whatever God says will happen, He will happen.
所以今天教会被人看不起。
And even though on earth we may be despised now,
神把最后教会的荣耀提到我们前面来。
That's why God wants to show us the ultimate ending of His church.
叫我们今天就看见教会的荣耀。
So that now we can see the glory of His church.
这就是启示录的意义。
And that is the purpose of this book.
耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
和将要必成的事。
And the things will soon take place.
这件事情太大了。
So these are great matters.
所以要讲这件事的时候啊。
Therefore, when we try to share about this,
三二一的神都在一起。
The God of Trinity gathered together.
父子圣灵都在一起。
The God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are together.
下面就是父、子、圣灵。
And then it says Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他给父、子、圣灵都有一个名称。
And then he gave each one of them a name.
他讲到父神。
When he talked about the Father God,
是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
When he talked about the Father God, he is the one who is now and was and is to come.
然后他说到神的儿子。
And then when he talked about the Son God,
说到耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ,
诚信做见证。
Says who is the faithful witness?
做世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
The ruler of kings of the earth.
然后他说到圣灵。
And then also he talked about the Holy Spirit.
宝座中的七灵。
The seven spirits before his throne.
把父子圣灵放在一起。
So in this one passage, you see Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们的神。
Our God.
昔在。今在以后永在
who is and who was and who is to come
中文翻得不好其实原文就是昔是今是以后永是
and who was and who is and who is to come
从前是怎样
how he was before
今天还是怎样
he still is today
直到永远还是怎样
and until eternity he remains the same
今天神是我们的生命
today God is our life
今天神是我们的能力
he is our power
今天神是我们的荣耀
and our glory
明天还是
tomorrow he is still that
直到永远一样
until forever in eternity
这说到父神
And that speaks of the Father God.
一切的事从父神出来。
Everything comes out of Father God.
父神是一切的源头。
And He is the source of all things.
所以他是昔在、昔是、今是、以后永是。
So He is and He was and He is to come.
然后他说到耶稣基督。
And then John described Jesus Christ.
诚信做见证。
He's the faithful witness.
什么叫见证呢
？What is witness?
圣经见证有个条件的。
And there's a condition to become a witness.
在旧约里面做见证。
To be a witness in the time of Old Testament.
亲耳听见、亲眼看见的才能做见证。
It's someone who actually has seen with his own eyes or heard with his own ears, then he's qualified to become a witness.
所以今天我们就是要亲耳听、亲眼看。
And you and I need to see him and hear him.
我自己守一个规则。
And I have this principle.
我在讲台上从来不讲我不懂的事。
I will not share a message that I don't understand.
我不去碰我不明白的圣经。
I will not try to explain message.Or verses I don't understand.
懂我讲我懂得的。
I only share what I know.
我们经历过的。
Those who have experienced.
我们眼睛看见的。
But we have seen with our own eyes.
讲圣灵启示的。
And then we talk about the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
也讲圣灵赐给我们成为我们经历的。
Or what is given by the Holy Spirit that has become our own experience.
这叫做见证。
Then we can be the witness.
耶稣基督诚信做见证。
And Jesus Christ is that faithful witness.
他做见证意义比这个还要大耶。
You know, so his witness is great.
所有的见证。
All the witnesses.
都在主自己身上。
All the testimonies actually are on Jesus himself.
主所说的一切。
Everything Jesus says.
都是他自己的生命。
It's all out of his own life.
他是谁。
He is. Who is he?
耶稣诚信做见证。
He is the faithful witness.
他自己就是见证。
He himself is the witness.
见证就在他身上。
And he is the testimony.
大家明白没有啊？
Do we understand?
不明白也不要紧，往下听。
If you don't understand, it's okay. Just let it go. We continue.
他为世上的君王元首。
He is the rulers of all the kings of the earth.
主来到地上做君王。
So Jesus came into the world to be the ruler.
他真君王。
To be the true king.
万世万国的君王。
He is the king of all nations and all generations.
在他之外，所有的君王都是假设的君王。
And aside from Jesus, all the kings are empty and vanished.
做假设就假君王了。
They are false or fake kings.
没有一个君王真做君王的，对不对？
Because there is no true king other than Jesus.
我们美国很好，美国是民主国家。
And U.S. is a very, it's a democratic country.
我们的总统，我们选票选出来的，对不对？
Therefore, we vote and to elect our president.
他能不能永远做君王啊？
Can any president be forever the president?
我们总统几年换一换。
How many years do we change a president?
4年换一换。
Every 4 years.
美国可以选两次，最多做8年。
And every president can only last the most 2 terms, which means 8 years.
我年轻的时候碰到美国12年的总统的。
When I was young, I encountered a time when a president of the United States lasted 12 years.
那是因为遇见第二次世界大战。
It was because it was during the Second World War.
那是我们的总统，是很有名的总统。
And it was a very famous president.
他竞选一句最有名的、也聪明的一句话。
And a very famous saying from this president.
学了八年总统，不能再做了。
You know, he has served 8 years.So in theory, he should not continue.
还想再做四年。
But he wanted to serve another 4 years.
他选总统只用一句话。
So when he was to be elected, he used this comment.
将军半路不换马。
He said, you don't change general halfway in a war.
这聪明。
And that was a smart comment he made.
打仗的时候将军不换马。
When you are in a war, you do not change horse.
所以我还做四年。
Therefore, I need to continue for another 4 years.
就让他再做四年。
And then they elect him for another 4 years.
做了十二年嘛，还是不做了。
And after 12 years, he finished.
其实他没有做完十二年，死在任上了。
Actually, he died during his third term.
这个元首都不是个真君王了。
These rulers are not true rulers.
好，所有地上的君王。
Yeah, Jesus is the king of all the kings.
是管人外面，管不了人里面。
And ruler of this world can only manage things outwardly.
有没有个君王可以管里面的？
Can any king control what happens inside?
我们听你的话。
We listen to you.
因为我们怕你啊。
We follow your order because we are afraid of you.
不听话犯了法律了。
Because if I don't listen to the king, I'll be in violation of law.
要受刑法的。
I will be punished.
所以听啊。
Therefore, I had to listen.
这个听是外面听啊。
And this listen is external obedience.
我在外面恭维你、称赞你，我在里头骂你，你也不知道。
And I can say good things about you in front of your face, but I may be rebuking you and criticizing from within. You have no idea.
真的外面说君王，不在里面。
Therefore, rulers of this earth can only rule outwardly.
耶稣基督做君王。
Yet when Jesus Christ is the ruler,
在我们里面做君王。
He rules within our hearts.
只有耶稣基督是里面的君王。
Only Jesus Christ is the ruler of within.
主者生命的君王。
Because he is the ruler of life.
他在我们里面管生命。
He controls our life.
这个君王伟大吧？
Isn't this a great ruler?
这是耶稣基督做君王。
That's how Jesus Christ rules.
万世万代的君王。
And he is the ruler of generations.
他做君王。
And he is the king.
也做元首。
He also is the head.
他做教会的头。
He's the head of his church.
我们所有的肢体都从主长出来的。
Therefore, all the members of the body comes out from the head.
我们不是得到同样的生命啊。
We are not sharing the same life.
我们得到同一个生命啊。
But we're all of the same life.
一样生命可以好多，对不对？
You can have life, similar life everywhere.
我们不是同样生命。
But that's not the case with church.
我们是一个生命。
We are one life with Christ.
这一个生命在你里面，在我里面。
His life is one with us inside of you and inside of me.
所以主说要爱弟兄，为弟兄舍命。
That's why Jesus says, lay down your life for your brothers.
因为整个教会一个生命。
Because the entire church is one life.
耶稣基督从圣灵降生了。
And the church is given birth by Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
生在你里面，生在我里面。
And Jesus was born inside of us through the Holy Spirit.
生在保罗里面，也生在我们里面。
He was born inside of you, inside of me, inside of Paul.
所以我们成为弟兄姊妹。
That's why we can call each other brother and sister.
为什么我们称为弟兄姊妹？
Why do we call each other brother or sister?
不是表示教会里面亲热一点。
It's not just to show that we are very close.
这说出一个伟大的事实。
But telling a very great truth.
我们从一位父生的。
That we are born of one father.
一位主生了我们。
One Lord.
我们从一位主得了统一的生命。
We receive this one same life from one Lord.
地上血肉的。弟兄姐妹哪有我们这样的亲娘？
And how can you have such a close relationship among your own siblings?
弟兄姐妹，血肉弟兄姐妹们还是不同的生命。
Even our own siblings are not one life with us.
我们是一个生命。
But we are in one life.
耶稣基督是元首。
Jesus is the head of this life.
所以他诚信做见证。
Therefore he is the faithful witness.
又做君王，做元首。
Ruler of all the kings of the earth.
下面说到圣灵。
And then John talked about the Holy Spirit.
宝座上的七灵。
He's the spirit that seven spirits before the throne.
父神说到源头。
And Father is the source.
子神说到显出。
The Son God speaks of the revelation, the manifestation.
圣灵是到进入
and the Holy Spirit talk about the entering in
原初的神父亲
so the Father of origin
在地上显出来的神
is manifested through the Son
成为神的儿子
the Son of God
进到我们里面来的神
now has entered into us through the Holy Spirit
成为圣灵
that's the Holy Spirit
几位神啊
how many gods we're talking about here
几位神
how many gods we have
啊可不要讲三位神啊
Don't say we have three gods.
讲三位神我们主日不让你破饼了
If you say that you cannot break the bread with us.
这是以教的神才三位神
I will consider that a cult.
我们不是说三吗
But you said, didn't we say three?
三二一
But we meant three into one.
三就是一一就是三
Three is the same as one. That one is three.
像我们白天看见太阳
Just like when you look at the sun during the daytime.
真正我们看见太阳我们是看见太阳的光线
Actually we saw the light that shone by the sun.
人不能用眼睛看太阳
No one can directly gaze the sun.
我们看见太阳的光线
Yet we see the radiance of the sun.
在我身上感觉的太阳
And we can sense the warmth of the sun.
那是热气
And that's the heat from the sun.
不是感觉太阳在我身上我变成灰尘了呀
We cannot feel the sun on the with our own flesh, otherwise we'd be burning in ashes. But we can feel his warmth.
太阳
the sun,
光线
the light,
热气
and the warmth,
这三样是一样啊。
These three things are the same.
源头是太阳
the source of all these is the sun itself.
光线是太阳照出来的
and the radiance, the light is shown by the sun.
照在我身上我感觉热气
when the light shines on me, I felt the warmth.
三二一是不是
so that's three, but one.
父子圣灵
in the same way, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
现在今在以后永在的是父神
the one that who was, who is, and who is to come, the Father God.
诚信做见证
and also the Son God who is a faithful witness.
又做君王做元首神的儿子耶稣基督
the ruler of the kings of the earth, that's the Son God Jesus Christ.
宝座上的七灵
and the seven spirits before the throne.
受到圣灵
That's the Holy Spirit.
这个七灵不是有七位圣灵啊。
And we're not talking about seven individual spirits.
七这个数字，它的意义是丰满。
Number seven signifies fullness.
七灵。
Seven.
就是丰满的圣灵。
The fullness of the Spirit.
一切丰满都在圣灵里。
All the fullness of God is in the Holy Spirit.
当神道成肉身来到人间。
When God became a flesh.
神的一切丰满都在神儿子里面。
All the fullness of Father God was in His Son.
当神的儿子复活升天。
And after Jesus Christ the Son resurrected and ascending to heaven.
降下圣灵。
He sent down the Holy Spirit.
主和圣灵合成一个灵。
And Jesus and the Spirit are one.
主就是圣灵，圣灵就是复活基督。
The Lord is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the risen Lord.
主的一切都在圣灵里面。
All the Lord has is in the Holy Spirit.
门徒们看见主在地上那样有能力。
And the disciples saw the power Jesus had when he was on earth.
这个能力和他们无关。
Yet the power Jesus had nothing to do with his disciples.
能力在他们的外面。
Those power Jesus owned are outside of the disciples.
他们就是那样的软弱。
So disciples were weak still.
他们在地上看见出这样的荣耀。
And they saw the Lord was so glorious.
荣耀和他们没有关系。
Yet the glory of the Lord had nothing to do with him.
荣耀在他们的外面。
Because the Lord's glory was outside of these disciples.
他们看见主那有智慧。
And they saw how wise Jesus was.
智慧和他们没有关系。
Yet Jesus' wisdom has nothing to do with these disciples.
主在他们的外面。
Because the Lord was outside of them.
主复活了。
Until the Lord was risen.
主升天了。
Ascending to heaven.
降下圣灵。
And he sent down his spirit.
主把他一切都在圣灵里面。
And all his fullness was sent down inside of his spirit.
圣灵降临。
So when the Holy Spirit comes,
进入所有门徒们里面，
the Spirit enters into all the believers' hearts.
所以主耶稣在福音书里没有生日。
Therefore, you see in the book of Gospels, Jesus never celebrates birthday.
只有死的日子，没有生的日子。
There's no date of his birth, but the date of his death.
圣灵有生的日子。
Yeah, for the Holy Spirit, you can know when the Holy Spirit was born.
圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵降临，浇灌120位弟兄姊妹。
And poured upon 120 brothers and sisters.
在福音书里面，这些门徒们表现得非常软弱。
And you saw in the book of our four gospels, these same disciples were very weak.
就差那么一天了。
And the difference was only by one day.
一天也不到了。
Not even one day.
圣灵降临了。
Holy Spirit came upon them.
住在门徒里面了。
And he dwelt inside of them.
这门徒们大改变了。
And the disciples were greatly changed.
个个表现耶稣的能力。
And each one of them manifests the power of Jesus himself.
个个彰显耶稣的荣耀。
Everyone manifests the glory of Jesus.
个个充满主的智慧。
And everyone shows forth the wisdom of the Lord.
福音书里一位耶稣到了使徒行上变得那么多的耶稣了。
There was only one Jesus in the book of four Gospels, yet when it comes to the book of Acts, there's so many Christians.
这个圣灵的奇妙。
Then that's the marvelousness of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临了。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
住在门徒里面。
Enters into the heart of disciples.
两千年直到今天了。
That's been more than 2,000 years now.
圣灵照样住在我们里面。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
所以两千年教会一直彰显主的大能。
For over 2,000 years.Church manifests the great power of the Lord.
没有一个力量来打倒教会。
And there is no force can defeat the church.
只要你不能打倒耶稣基督。
Because they cannot defeat Jesus Christ.
你永远打不到教会。
If you cannot defeat Jesus Christ, you can never defeat his church.
我常常想那些逼迫教会的政权。
And you know, there are a lot of governing power trying to defeat church.
他们有点笨。
It's really not very wise.
你们不读书的啊。
Don't you guys study books?
逼迫教会不是你们发明的。
And you are now the first one to start persecuting church.
逼迫教会两千年了。
It's been over 2,000 years now.
主在地上就遇见罗马帝国的逼迫。
And it started from Jesus himself when he was on
earth. 罗马帝国的逼迫最长的逼迫。
And the Roman Empire actually tried to persecute Christians for the longest time.
100年大逼迫。
For 100 years long.
在罗马城里面死了100万基督徒。
More than 1 million Christians were martyred.
他们有没有消灭了教会啊？
But did they end up diminishing or destroy the church?
基督徒越杀越多了。
The more you kill, the more they show up.
杀一个起来两个。
You kill one Christian, two are born.
罗马杀基督徒最厉害。
And the Roman Empire tried to kill all the Christians.
那个时候罗马是教会的中心啊。
And Roman was where the church headquarters was.
基督徒太多了,
and there were so many Christians.
永远消灭不了教会,
and no matter how much they tried, they could not eliminate the church as a whole.
哎,
but they, every people still try to persecute church. And they really didn't bother to study history. There's no government has succeeded.
从前不能,
they couldn't do it before, neither can they do it now.
所以教会是主的身体,
and church is the body of the Lord. It's the fullness of the one that fills all and in all.
耶稣基督降生了,
Jesus was born.
他做了两件三件大事,
and then three things he did.
用他的血消除罪恶,
that he freed us from sins with his own blood.
第一件大事,
that's the first thing he did.
第二件事叫我们成为公民,
and then he made us into a kingdom.
第三件事叫我们成为祭司,
and he made us into priests.
这三件了不得的事情,
these are three great things in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 6.
谁能除掉罪恶?
Who can get rid of their sins?
没有人能够胜过罪恶,
no one can overcome sins.
罪恶在地上的最大权势,
sins has the greatest power on earth.
所有人都在罪恶权下,
and everyone is under the power of sin.
耶稣基督来了,
until Jesus Christ comes.
头一件事除掉罪恶,
the first thing he did was to free us from sin.
这个罪只是外面的罪,
and these are outward sins.
这个罪是外面罪,里面的罪不一样的,
and the outward sins is different from the inward sins.
外面的罪是宝血洗的,
and outward sins can be cleansed by his blood.
里面的罪是圣灵洗的,
and inward sins is cleansed by the Holy Spirit.
今天我们不讲这个真理,
and I won't go into detail on that.
主耶稣来了,
when Jesus came,
把整个罪都除掉了,
and he freed us from our sins.
第二件叫我们成为公民,
second thing he did was make us into a kingdom.
今天我们的多少国家的, 有多少国家在地上,
and there are so many nations on earth.
神的儿女属于多少国家呀,
and you know, children of God belong, have own different citizenship.
福音传遍天下,
the gospel has preached among all nations.
每一个国家里面都有神的儿女,
and you are, there are children of God in every nation.
但是认真说神的儿女并不属于哪个国家的,
but truthfully speaking, not, we do not belong to any particular nation.
我们属于一个特别的国度,
but one unique kingdom.
主建立了一个国度在地上,
because Jesus has established a kingdom on earth.
天下万国的人信主之后,
and people from all nations, after they believe in Jesus,
我们属于一个国度,
they all belong to this one kingdom,
耶稣基督的国度,
the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
这是我们最好的身份了,
and that is the best position we can
叫我们成为国民,
have, that we become his people.
所有的国度,
so we belong to his kingdom.
这有两件事,
and you know, each kingdom has these two things.
国度根于种族, 种族 race 根据种族,
a kingdom usually is based upon or in accordance with your race.
每一个国家都有一个种族, 对不对?
You know, every kingdom has only one race in general.
只有美国不一样,
except the United States.
美国是各种各样的民族和成功的,
it's a place with the united races.
这是美国最伟大的地方,
and that is the greatness of this country.
这么多不同的民族在一起,
and many different races can gather together and live harmoniously.
其他的国家没有的,
and you don't see this in
你到,
other countries.
到中国去嘛,只看见中国人,
you go to China, you mainly see China.
到俄国去嘛,只看见俄国人,
you go to Russia, you mainly see Russians.
他们根据种族,
because each nation is based on a particular race.
第二件事,
second thing about kingdom,
没有国度,国民都有他的权利,
and every citizen of a particular nation has their own rights.
我们是美国公民,
for example, we are US citizens.
我们就美国的公民权,
then we have the right that belong to the citizens.
你们多半都是美国公民,
most of us are US citizens.
你知道美国公民权什么吗?
Do you know what kind of rights you have?
知道吗?
Do you?
做了好多年美国公民权不知道,
what kind of rights we have as citizens of this country?
美国有很多公民权,
there are many kinds of rights.
你说美国公民权什么吗?
For example,
讲错了就不稀奇了,都统一公民权,
the first right,
我们能选总统,
that we can vote and determine who the president is.
是不是啊?
Isn't that so?
你有没有权选总统？
Do you have a right to vote?
中国人呢是不大热心这些事情的。
And I guess Asian or Chinese don't bother to vote.
这是不太应该的。
And that is not.
我们有权选总统。
You know this is our right to determine who the president is.
这是一个公民
权。That's the right comes with our citizenship.
这公民权平常不大显明了，四年才选一次。
And this is a right you don't exercise. Only you exercise once every four years.
我自己享受公民权最大的一件事。
And to me, the greatest privilege.
我每年出去，每年回来。
Is when I go out of country and come back.
我回来的时候嘛，就马上觉得美国的公民权了。
And I can sense the privilege as the citizen of this country.
在进来地方要查护照，那么也报告，所有外面的人统统排一列。
And right before you enter through the custom, they will say lined up.
美国公民排一列。
And all the foreigners on this side and the U.S. citizens this side.
每次都是外面的人多，美国公民少了。
And you know, we are outnumbered by foreigners.
美国公民排长队排过去。
And then I was staying in line as a U.S. citizen.
到了那里，他们要问得很严厉的。
And if you are a foreigner, they'll question you a lot.
有一个不放心，还问不完的。
And some will question you even with a lot of questions.
他们说 citizen.
But on the other line, he goes, citizens here.
那就看见美国公民的权利了。
And then you see the right as an a citizen.
哦，当然
了，
也非常客气。
And when it's my turn to go to the counter,
看看就可以了
they're very polite. They take a quick look at my passport.
有两次他们都对我讲，欢迎回国。
A couple of times they even said, "Welcome
home." 欢迎回国。
Welcome home.
啊，我觉得这美国公民的好处了哈。
And that's the advantage as a U.S. citizen.
这个好处也没有什么太大的好处。
But that's still very limited advantage.
天国的公民有什么好处啊？
And what is the advantage or benefit of being a citizen of the heavenly kingdom?
保罗说我们是天国的公民。
And Paul says we are the citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
保罗一个字，又是公民权。
And we have the privilege or the right of a citizen of the heavenly
kingdom. 我们有天国的公民权。
We have the citizenship of the heavenly kingdom.
这个你就不能不知道了。
Then you have to know what kind of benefit is behind that.
今天我没有时间跟你讲你公民权。
And I really don't have time to go into details tonight.
公民权太多太大了。
There are many, many and great.
罪得赦免。
First, the sins is forgiven.
病得医治。
And sickness is healed.
这都是我们的公民权。
Are part of the right to be a citizen.
到主耶稣来的时候
and when Jesus comes back,
我们见到主耶稣
we will see him.
主要用他叫万有归附自己的大能
and he will use the power which transforms all things to submit to him.
叫我卑贱的身体改变形状
he will transfigure us.Our humble body,
和他荣耀的身体相似
to become his glorious body.
这是公民权
and that is one unique citizenship privilege.
没有一个人可以靠追求改变形状的
and no one can pursue the Lord and transfigure on their own.
主来的时候
but when Jesus comes back,
我们见到主都改变形状了
and the moment we see him will be transfigured.
公民权大吧
isn't that a great benefit?
我们有公民权
we have the citizenship.
主就成为国民
and we are a member of his nation.
第三，成为祭司
Thirdly, to become the priest.
祭司就是侍奉神的人
Priests are the people who serve God.
所有得救的人
All who are saved
都是侍奉神的人
are people who serve God.
这句话你们要听进去啊
You have to hear this clearly.
有一个基督徒就有一个祭司
If you are a Christian, you are a priest.
这里不是说全世界侍奉的传道人祭司。
I'm not talking about ministers or pastors.
这里说神儿女的权利。
And this is the right that belongs to every child of God.
每一个神的儿女都是祭司。
Every child of God is a priest.
都要侍奉神。
Therefore, every one of us shall serve God.
主做了三件事情之外。
So these are the three things that Jesus did.
消除罪恶。
He abolished sins.
成为公民。
Make us into a kingdom.
做祭司。祭司来归给神
and make us priests to serve God.
下面说到主的显现
and then you talk about the revelation or the appearing of the Lord Jesus.
其实我讲到这里启示录信息还没开始讲呢
You know, we haven't even started the message of Revelation.
约翰要准备讲他的信息了
and John at this point is about to talk about his message.
先讲一件事。
But he said this first.
He
first thing.
He
He talked about the second coming of the Lord.
在他还没有讲启示录信息之前
，Before he started the main message of the book，
他先讲主再来放在第一。
And he first talked about his second coming。
看啊，他驾云降临。
So look, he's coming with the clouds。
圣经里面主再来是头一号的信息。
And this is number one message in the Bible。
旧约最后两卷书。
And the last two books of the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚书讲主再来。
Zechariah talk about the coming.
马拉基书讲主再来。
And Malachi also talks about the coming.
整个旧约结束在主再来。
So the entire Old Testament ended with the message of the coming.
新约最后两卷书。
And also the last two books.
犹大书讲主再来。
The book of Judas talks about his second coming.
启示录讲主再来。
And also the book of Revelation talk about his second coming.
新约圣经结束在主再来。
And therefore the new testament ends with his second coming.
主再来是圣经头一号信息。
Therefore his second coming is the number one message.
每次讲主再来都讲的不一样。
And they describe the different parts or nature of his coming.
这里讲主再来也讲的不一样。
And same way here.
这里的特点。
The special point here in the book Revelation.
主来和不信的人的关系。
It talks about the relationship between the Lord and those who do not believe him.
看啊，他驾云降临。
Behold, he comes with clouds.
众目都要看见他。
And every eye will see him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
Even those who pierce him.
当主耶稣荣耀显现的时候。
And when the Lord appears in his glory.
你不看还不行的。
And you have no choice but to look.
没有办法不看。
You have no choice not to
look. 所有的眼睛都要看。
Every eye will see.
我想那天最不想看的人是那天用枪刺主的人。
And I think the one who pierced his side is the one who does not want to see him the most.
我有读到这个圣经，我真是为那个人忧愁啊。
You know, every time I read this part, I grieve for that man.
幸亏我不是那个人。
I'm thankful that I wasn't that soldier that pierced his side.
我要我是他的话，我今天怎么办？
And what is he gonna do?
主来了。
When the Lord comes back.
当时我在十字架上用枪刺主。
I am the one who pierced his side when he was crucified.
真的是神的儿子。
Without knowing that he indeed is the Son of God.
现在都知道了。
Now when Jesus comes back, every eye will see.
没有人不知道他是主的，都是君王。
At that point, everyone will know that he is the King.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是万人君王。
He is the King of all.
全世界的人都知道了。
By that time, everyone in the world will know.
连刺他的人要看见他。
Even the one who pierced him.
我们会不会看见
？Are we gonna see him at that time？
会不会看见
？Are we gonna see him？
我们的眼睛必定看见。
Yes, for sure we will see.
耳朵会不会听见
？Will we hear him？
天使用号筒传报主的再临。
Angels will proclaim his arrival with trumpets.
这个号筒不是我们看见那个号筒啊。
This is not the trumpets we see in the orchestra.
这个号筒声音太大了。
But some magnificent loud trumpets.
千万天使一起吹号。
Millions of angels will blow the trumpets together.
报告主降临了。
Proclaiming the great news that Jesus is coming.
耳聋的人一样听见。
Even if you're deaf, you will hear that.
所有的耳朵都要听见。
All ears will hear him.
我们怕不怕？
Are we afraid of that moment?
还是有点害怕吧？
A little bit, right?
我是很怕的。
I am very afraid.
我是两面矛盾的。
And actually, I'm very.
一面想到主来，非常的欢喜。
On one hand, I really rejoice thinking about his coming.
我要主来，真是喜乐。
And it will be a great joy when he comes back.
我一生爱的耶稣来了。
And the Lord whom I love with all my life or all my life is coming.
我们一生侍奉的耶稣基督回来了。
The Lord Jesus Christ whom I serve all my life is coming back.
怎么不欢喜啊？
Of course, I am happy.
有没有害怕？
But am I afraid?
不怕才奇妙，你这个人还是有惧怕的。
Naturally, we will have fear.
多少亏欠主的事啊！
Because we are indebted to him.
所以趁着还有今天呢。
We have come short of him.
好好追求啊！
Therefore, pursue him now while we have a chance.
好好侍奉啊！
Serve him well when you can.
不要漏过一个机会啊！
Don't miss any opportunity to serve.
要到主来的时候啊！
So that we don't regret when he comes.
不要立在大懊悔的人里面。
That we won't be part of the group that weeping in the darkness.
是的，看啊，驾云降临。
Says, behold, he is coming with the clouds.
主说话了。
And then the Lord spoke.
主要宣告他自己了。
He also made the proclamation.
我曾死过。
I
was dead. 现在又活了。
And now I am alive.
要活到永永远远。
And feel forever and ever.
手中拿着迎接死亡的钥匙。
And I'm holding the key of Hades and death.
主曾死过。
He was dead.
死亡是世上最大权势。
Death was the greatest power of earth.
再重要的人死了。
And no matter how important you are, you die.
我们不能缺少的人他死了。
And someone you feel that you cannot live without also will die one day.
没有办法在死亡手中留住任何人啊。
You cannot keep anyone away from death.
好，我们的主有点进入死亡了。
And yet one day our Lord entered into death.
他借着死亡到了阴间。
And through death he entered into Hades.
他三天在阴间征战。
And for 3 days long, he battled.
对犹太人说。
He went to war.
犹太人说，日子算法跟我们中国人不一样。
You know the way that Jews calculate days is different from ours.
认真来说，中国人算法就一天多一点。
You know, with our way of calculation, we say maybe about a day plus.
在阴间。
When Jesus in Hades.
阴间掳掠到耶稣基督了。
Hades captivated Jesus.
他们要
captured.
他们要疯狂了呀。
They were so excited. They went wild.
耶稣基督他们都掳了。
Jesus is now under our captivity.
他们用他们所有的力量围困主耶稣。
With all their might, they surrounded him and tried to keep him.
绝不能让神的儿子出去啊。
Do not let him escape.
所以最大的征战还不在十字架，在阴间。
You know the greatest war spiritually is not on the cross, but in Hades.
主在阴间征战。
And Jesus waged war there.
打败了死亡。
And defeated the death.
打败了阴间。
Defeated the power of Hades.
打败了鬼魔。
Defeated the devil.
他从阴间出来了。
And he was risen.
这大得胜。
That was a great victory.
当中出来的时候。
When he came out.
主说：“我死了又活了。”
Jesus says, I was dead, but behold, I am alive.
他把死亡吞灭了。
He swallowed the death.
他要活到永永远远。
And I will now live forever.
手里拿着阴间和死亡的钥匙。
And in my hand is the key to death and Hades.
什么叫钥匙？
What does key mean?
钥匙就是权柄。
Means authority.
钥匙在我手中。
Now I'm holding the key.
权柄在我手中。
Therefore I have no authority.
我可以关门，我可以开门。
I can shut the door. I can open the door.
权柄在主的手中。
The authority is now in the hand of the Lord.
他拿着阴间死亡的钥匙。
He was holding the key of death and Hades.
主从阴间出来。
He came out of Hades.
阴间的门再也关不起来了。
And therefore the door remained open.
没有办法再挂神的儿女。
The Hades door can no longer keep the children of God there.
就拿着阴间死亡的钥匙。
And Jesus was holding the key of death and Hades.
然后他讲话给七个教会听。
And then he had a message for 7 churches.
所以今天我们没有时间讲七个教会。
And we don't have time to go into those 7 churches.
我们今天读的圣经。
We read some passages earlier.
我只讲最后一个。
And I will just talk about the very last one.
对老底家教会说话。
The very last message to the church of Laodicea.
你又不冷又不热。
That you are neither warm or cold.
我很怕读到这处圣经。
You know, I'm afraid whenever I read this passage.
每次读到这里啊。
Every time when I read it.
我总觉得我们的教会很像老底家。
And I felt that's the condition of.My church.
你说我们冷嘛？我们有的时候也蛮热的。
You say, we our spiritual condition is cold. I said, no, sometimes we're pretty warm.
你说我们热嘛？我们冷气冷的蛮厉害的。
But if I say you are hot, I said, no, we're not hot. We're kind of cold.
这个叫做老地家呀。
So that is the condition of the church in
Laodicea. 又不冷又不热。
You're neither hot nor cold.
主讲每一个教会。
And every church when Jesus
comes,
he points out their shortcomings.
也讲到他的长处。
He also talks about their strength.
最后给他警告。
And then he will send them a warning.
那个警告就是他的救法。
And that warning is through which they can be redeemed or saved.
七个教会都讲他的弱点。
And so for all 7 churches, Jesus talks about their weaknesses.
也都讲他的长处。
Their strength.
就是老底家有他的长处。
And for the church in Laodicea also has his strength.
告诉我们一件事啊。
And that is
神儿女在神面前的常住，神永远记得的。
It tells us that God always remembers our strength.
保罗说。
Paul says,
我们的侍奉没有徒然的。
We do not serve in vain.
我们侍奉主。
When we serve the Lord,
我们为主摆上。
We offer for the Lord.
主从来不忘记的。
The Lord never
永远记得的。
He remembers forever.
今天我们为主做过什么？
Whatever we do, a little bit for the Lord today,
主都纪念的。
The Lord remembers.
但是在这里主要说我们的短处了。
But also he criticized us for
weakness. 又不冷又不热。
That you are neither hot nor cold.
所以我要把你从我口中吐出去。
Therefore I will spit you out of my mouth.
我巴不得你又或冷或热。
You know, I wish you were either hot or cold.
但主会给他拯救。
But he has a way to save us.
主给他三样拯救。
So there are three ways, three things they could do.
我劝你买火炼的金子。
To buy from me fire refined, a gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich.
叫白衣穿上。
And then get white clothes from me to wear.
第三件事，买眼药擦你的眼睛。
And the purchase salt to put on your eyes.
主的给老弟家教会三个拯救真好。
So the three ways to save them are great.
我劝你买火炼的金子。
I urge you to buy from me gold refined in the fire.
教会的生命都从火炼出来的。
You know the life of church has to go through the refining fire.
旧约最后卷说马拉基书。
And the Old Testament, the last book is Malachi.
马拉基书说主就是炼金之人的火。
Malachi says the Lord himself is the refining fire.
主就是漂布之人的剑。
He is the soap of those clothes.
主就是那个火。
He is the fire.
所有金子都经过火炼出来的。
And all the gold has to go through refining fire.
没有火炼，没有金子。
Without fire, there's no gold.
金子要活，要多少度才能够炼金啊？
And then how can a gold perfectly refined?
知道吗？
Do you know how can gold be perfectly refined?
6000度。
You need the temperature to go as high as 6000 degrees.
煮饭炉子里的火都不行的。
You cannot refine gold with the kind of fire at home.
那是很高很高的火。
It's very high temperature.
所有的矿物质都融化了。
Until all the minerals melted.
金子最沉重了。
Gold is the heaviest of all.
铜的成分、铁的成分都在上面飘出去了。
The iron, copper, all the other metals were lighter, so they will surface and they will flow out.
金子剩下来了。
Gold will remain at the bottom.
是裂过七次的纯金。
And so God refines us 7 times.
今天主就炼我们。
And that's how He refines us.
所以我们在环境中遇见一点点难处。
Therefore, if we encounter difficulties in life,
神的儿女一点小的难处就抱怨。
Children of God like to complain when we encounter difficulties.
这是主爱你啊。
But you really need to understand that's
the love of God. 所以给你这么一点功课。
So he has allowed us to learn some lessons.
要宝贵每一个功课。
Therefore cherish every lesson.
要借着每一个环境来得到主。
And through every circumstance we need to gain the Lord.
不要错过一个环境。
Don't miss or avoid any opportunity.
每一次火炼
，Every time the refining fire comes，
都得着纯金。
God received gold。
没有一个人发现我里头炼着有纯金了。
And no one will notice that we have gold surface.
你自己不会发现。
You will not notice when the gold is formed within you.
别人会发现。
But people around you will sense that.
别人过了段时看看，哎，我们的弟兄改变了。
People will notice your change after a period of time.
哎，我们的弟兄十年没看见，现在看见不一样了。
You know, sometimes, oh, I haven't seen you for 10 years. You surely have changed.
有没有这样？
Do you have that kind of experience?
这就是火炼的工作。
That means that brother has gone through some refining, work of refining fire.
自己不觉得。
He may not feel that.
但是所有眼睛和看的都看得见的。
But those who have eyes can sense that.
全世界神的儿女都和世人不一样了。
And the children of God are different from worldly people.
我们都有改变了。
We are changing.
做火炼的金子。
And God is forming gold in our nation.
主对老底家头一件是买火炼的金子。
So the Lord said to buy fire, gold with, refined by fire from
you. 叫你富足。
So that you can be rich.
外面穷不要紧。
It's okay to be poor. poor physical,
生命不能穷啊。
But you cannot be poor in your life.
主给每一个人都有机会的。
And the Lord has given us opportunity.
我们要宝贵我们生活中间大小的事。
Therefore, cherish big or small things that occur to us.
最小的事都不要错过。
Do not let go even the smallest thing in life.
我们借着每一个环境得到生命。
Through every situation, we can gain life from God.
买白衣穿上。
And to buy clothes, white clothes from me to wear.
我们穿洁白的衣服。
We will wear the white clothes.
圣徒的衣服怎么会洁白？
How can the garment of saints be white?
那说着宝血全病。
On one hand, as the privilege under the precious blood.
我们的衣服被羔羊的血洗白净了。
Our garment has been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们今生都要在这里追求那个白衣。
So we should pursue that white garment.
不放过一个罪。
Do not commit any sin.
所有罪向主承认。
If we make a mistake, confess right away.
从主得生命。
And to receive life from the Lord.
宝血全病。
And that is the privilege of
our Lord. 把我们的衣服洗白净了。
And cleanse our garment.
最后买眼药。
Lastly, buy salt from God.
叫你能看见。
So that you may see.
人的眼睛都看不见神。
Our eyes cannot see God.
人的构造很多东西看不见的。
You know, the way we're built, we cannot see many things.
看不见而实在有东西太多了。
There are many things that exist but cannot be seen with our naked eyes.
每一分钟我都在呼吸空气。
For example, every minute we're breathing the air.
几分钟没有空气我就死了。
I will die if I don't have air for just a few minutes.
那有没有看见过空气啊？
But can we see the air?
你见过空气没有？
Have you seen the air?
见过啊。
Have you?
呼吸空气没有啊
？But are you breathing in air？
我们的电灯里头有没有电才能够发亮
？And we have electricity so that we have light。
这个电在炉子里面就发热。
And when the electricity goes to the stove, it generates heat.
在冰箱里面就发冷。
To the refrigerator, it generates cold air.
电的用处多了，对不对
？The electricity is very useful.
无论是亮的、冷的、热的，都是一个电。
Whether it's the light or the heat or the coldness in the fridge, they're all the source of electricity. All day long, we use electricity.
有没有见过电
？But have you seen the electricity?
见过电没有
？Have you seen the electricity?
看的。看不见而实在有太多了。
And there are so many things that we cannot see with our own eyes.
我们每个人都有身体。
We all have this body.
我们里面都有灵魂。
We all have soul.
灵魂重要，身体重要。
Which one is more important, your soul or your body?
身体重要，灵魂重要。
Which one is more important?
不讲话了，你们都不知道。
Which one is more important?
身体重要，灵魂重要。
Body or soul?
身体重要，灵魂重要。
Soul is more important.
灵魂见过没有？
Have you seen your soul?
见过灵魂没有？
Have you seen your soul?
我从前跟一个交大的一个有名的教授。
And I knew this famous professor in 交大。
因为我负责交大的学生。
交通 University.
我们看见电视上坐着这个交大的教授，这个教授胸有名的。
电视啊。
教授的是电车人。
On this cable car, we saw this famous professor who had a very ill temper.
交大同学没一个敢上去坐的。
And when he's in particular section of the cable car, no one dared to sit next to him.
我不是交大学生。
But I wasn't his student or that university.
我去。
So I said, I'll go sit there.
我就坐在他旁边。
So I went and sit next to him.
我想我怎么给他传福音呢
？And I was thinking, find a way to preach gospel.
我教授啊。
I said, professor.
信灵魂吗
？Do you believe in soul？
一下把脸绑下来了。
And then he suddenly had the stern face.
所有没有见过东西我都不信。
I don't believe in anything that I cannot see with my eyes.
所有不能在我实验室里实验的我都不信。
Whatever I cannot experiment in my lab, I do not believe.
这么凶？
Was quite stern.
教授，灵魂有没有可以实验的
？I said, can you put the soul in the lab？
灵魂有没有可以实验的
？Is there any soul you can experiment？
可以实验，怎么实验吧
？He said how？
我教授，你不要生气啊
！I said don't get mad。
不要生气，我就讲哈。
If you don't get mad, I'll tell you。
你跟我去殡仪馆。你看见死人没有
？Have you seen dead people？
死人在哪里
？Go with me, go see their dead bodies。
和你什么不一样啊
What's the difference between that body and
mine? 他也没有少个鼻子，你也没有多一个眼睛啊。
He doesn't have one more nose than you do. You don't have one more eyes than he does.
外面看你和他一样啊。
Outwardly, you are identical.
那他是死人，你是活人啊。
But he's dead, you are alive.
分别太大了。
What is the difference?
那分别在什么东西呢？
It's a great difference, but what is the difference?
他想了一想。
He gave a thought.
那么你就说你说的灵魂了。
He said, "Well, soul."
对了，教授啊。
Exactly.
这就是我要跟你讲耶稣了。
Then that's why I need to talk to you about Jesus.
你要知道你有灵魂啊。
You gotta know you do have a soul.
你身体有病找医生。身体有病找医生。
Oh, when you are sick, you go find a doctor.
你的灵魂的问题找耶稣。
When you have sickness in your soul, you need to find Jesus.
我恭敬劝你礼拜天去做礼拜。
Respectfully, I urge you to go to church on Sunday.
听一听我们怎么样讲耶稣。
Listen to us talking about Jesus.
这个叫做用眼药开人的眼睛。
And that's what it means here by gaining salt to open the eyes.
我们的眼睛看不见东西多了。
There are so many things that we cannot see with our naked eyes.
神的儿女人就看不见主。
And many times the children of God cannot even see the Lord.
所以这里说买眼药看你的眼睛。
To buy salt from me to put on your eyes so that you can see.
眼药就是圣灵。
Salt is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵开我们的眼。
And the Holy Spirit can open our eyes.
这几天晚上我们征求圣灵开我们的眼。
And then we pray the Holy Spirit open our eyes in these coming days.
外面眼睛不会看见。
You know, our naked eyes cannot see God.
我们里面的眼睛看见了。
But the inner eyes can see Him.
每一个人都看见耶稣。
And everyone can see Jesus.
每一个人都得到耶稣。
And everyone can have Jesus.
每一个人都被圣灵充满。
And everyone can be filled by Holy Spirit.
这是我们所求的。
And this is what we ask.
我们再来唱诗。